SRN News, I'm John Scott. Across the country, people voting on Election Day. That's after tens of millions of Americans already cast their ballots in early voting. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Independent voter Gail Kisner would not say who she's voting for, but doesn't necessarily like Kamala Harris.
I can't say I can vote for Kamala Harris because I don't feel that I've heard what she's going to do that's going to make my life better.
20-year-old Kelly Chiafano, who was voting for the first time, says she's going against her family by supporting Harris.
Thanksgiving will not be fun this year.
But she has faith in her family and that there will be a smooth transfer of power.
I have faith that it'll all be okay.
Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, precincts in Pennsylvania are ready to handle unexpected issues on Election Day. WITF radio reporter Katie Noel explained.
Take, for example, a finicky voting machine. Counties have roaming teams of technicians to get to polling places quickly. Eva Weirich, Juniata County's director of elections, says her voters use paper ballots they then scan into a tabulator.
We have never had a machine go down for the whole day.
Other counties use machines that print ballots with voters' choices. If something goes wrong there, voters can use emergency paper ballots. And if the disruption affects enough voters, counties can ask courts to extend polling place hours. In Harrisburg, I'm Katie Knoll.
And some polls will be closing in a little more than 3 hours now. A strike by 33,000 Boeing factory workers coming to an end after more than 7 weeks. The aerospace giant's unionized machinists voting to accept a company contract that includes a 38% wage increase over 4 years. President Biden congratulating the two sides. On Wall Street, the Dow up 366 points today, the NASDAQ adding 231. This is SRN News. A Canadian province tackles transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would bar doctors from performing sex change operations on children. The legislation mirrors a number of state laws in the U.S. that say anybody under the age of 18 simply cannot make an informed decision about having irreversible surgery designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Canada is generally more socially liberal than this country, but parents north of the border are beginning to express concerns about transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Britain's new ban on silent prayer outside abortion clinics has gone into effect, but the debate over its legality continues to rage. Bishop John Sherrington of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales says religious freedom includes the right to manifest one's private beliefs in public through witness, prayer, and charitable outreach. Pro-lifers warn that the British government has taken a step backwards on religious freedom. This is SRN News. Alaska voters deciding a hard-fought race for the state's only U.S. House seat. Democrat U.S. Representative Mary Peltola's primary challenger in the House race is Republican Nick Begich. Washington, D.C. police and federal law enforcement agencies are saying they will not tolerate violence during and after Election Day.
Black riot fencing has been set up around the U.S. Capitol building and the Naval Observatory, where Vice President Kamala Harris lives. That same fencing was put up around the White House, as well as the Palm Beach County Convention Center in Florida, where former President Donald Trump will host his election night watch party. The Harris Watch Party will take place at Howard University in Washington, D.C. D.C. police said the security surrounding the school will be increased and streets blocked off. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said to expect hardened security around the Capitol complex. And D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith said there will be no tolerance for violence. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.